knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Rusty Mantell, somewhere at a camp where they're padding it up in late June where it's going to be 700 degrees. Rusty luckily does not have to wear pads when he's out there at the camp. Hey, Rusty, first question. What time is the Georgia press conference where they're canceling football for not getting Arch? When's that press conference?
I don't know. I'm waiting to hear that one. I don't know if that one's going to happen or not. It's been a, you know, the fan reaction for about the first 24 hours was kind of like, obviously there was some disappointment, and they knew kind of the scope of that decision. And, you know, I maintain for a year and a half now, Bill, Georgia is a very serious threat all the way to the end. And in my opinion, they finished number two for him, and no points for second place. But, you know, Georgia was in that thing all the way till the end. End of the day, young man picked Texas.
Yeah, and I said this, and I not to be rude to Arch because he's a hell of a player, but sure. Alabama and Georgia and whoever didn't have to have Arch. I think Texas had to have Arch.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, I felt it was similar to Jacob Eason in Georgia. I mean, Jacob Eason, when that recruitment was going on, I mean, Georgia fans for 2 years followed him every Friday night updates. And, you know, I felt like at the time Jacob Eason was a must-have for Kirby Smart and momentum, and I feel the same way with Sarkisian. I think this you're spot on there, even though Quinn Ewers is on campus. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, he's supposed to be the guy. But we'll see with Arch Manning. But I do think Texas, that was a very big boost that Steve Sarkisian needed going into his second season on the recruiting trail.
Rusty, the linebacker out of Tallahassee, Lincoln, who decommitted from Michigan, is that a foregone conclusion he's going to select Georgia?
I think Georgia leads there. I haven't talked to him in a while. It's not a solid commit, in my opinion. I don't have a story ready to pop. I do think Glenn Schumann's done a really, really good job with him. And, you know, in my personal opinion, he's still 16 years old. He's the number one linebacker in the country. He's got NFL pedigree. You know, he's a 10-7, 500-meter guy. When you watch him play, he is that new-age backer. You know, he stays in three downs. You don't have to substitute him. I think Raylan, excuse me, it's loud here. I'm not a paddy camp, as you mentioned. But I think Raylan Wilson ends up at Georgia. You know, obviously Florida's trying to get some momentum there with him. But right now, I said this on the Dawgs 247 board. You don't want to recruit against Alabama and Ohio State right now at wide receiver. And with Georgia inside linebacker right now, Glenn Schumann, I mean, he is knocking it out of the park.
It sounds like it. Now, what kind of camp, Rusty, in late June, July, lets you pad it up?
Well, this is what they call the OTA. So this is like NFL OTAs. Your shoulder pads, helmet, you stay up. There's no pants on. I mean, they have shorts on. This is really the end of kind of early summer. When they get done here, I'll start a dead week next week in Georgia. When everybody comes back July 11th, it's on. You have 2 days in June and 2 days in July. You get together with other teams. And, you know, it's what separates, I think, the state of Georgia, man. These kids are out here this morning getting after it. Stephon Green looking at him. Clemson defensive line command looking at Martavius Collins, looking at Walter Matthews, 6'7", 245-pound tight end. I mean, there's dudes all over the place right now, and they're getting after it on a Thursday morning at right at 10 a.m. at Rome High School.
Now, these are – so they're allowed to work out together. See, we're not allowed to do that here in Tennessee.
No. This is like NFL. You know, when you see the Titans and the Falcons get together in early August, this is what they're doing. There's four teams here right now, and they schedule it all day long. And this is about the third or fourth year I think we've done this in the state of Georgia. And, it gets chippy at times, but – you know, I think this is very, very productive here, especially the ones in July. I mean, it's getting buckle up time as the season approaches in August. But this kind of ends May and June. Obviously, the spring football that carries over into summer workouts, this kind of ends it. And next week for 10 days will be a dead period in the state of Georgia. Everybody comes back on the 11th. And basically, from that point on, Bill, it's football season.
Rusty, I know you're busy, but always good to talk to you, man.
We got to get together, man. Got to get up to Nashville. Got to get a show together. And I'm looking forward to the fall, man.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
There he is. Rusty Manziel. You can